If everything had went as planned this year, the 2020 presidential election would be the number one thing on everyone's minds. Our current president would be fighting to keep his role as the country's biggest representative with our former vice president. There would be various commercials discussing one candidate's problems over the other, with said commercials ending with an explanation of the things the advertised candidate has done or will do. There would have been ads encouraging people to vote appearing in between. There would have been debates on national television. By November 3rd, one candidate would end up victorious, and it all would have been done without a mask on our faces or a global pandemic on our minds. In retrospect, we would have wanted it to be this way. But our situation, one that has proved itself to be significant since the final days of the winter season, has definitely changed the way we live our lives. Everything is contactless. Social distancing is a word that is heard on multiple occasions. And everyone is afraid to be among the 230,000 Americans that have succumbed to this new disease. It goes by many names: corona, coronavirus, the virus, COVID-19. With a global pandemic continuing to threaten the way we live our lives, it will only make sense that such a thing would be synonymous with this year's presidential election. Hi, my name is Christopher Poland, and today I'm going to discuss several aspects of the impact of the coronavirus on our elections, including safety, voter turnout, and historic precedent. To start, we must take a look into the situation of voting. As we prepare to tally our decisions to decide whether President Donald Trump continues his tenure as the President of the United States, or former Vice President Joe Biden cuts Trump's term short and finds himself inheriting the role as our 46th president. It is up to our duties as voters to make sure that we make sure to exercise our voting rights in a safely manner. Many people have decided to vote by mail this year, and voting early has been an option in order to avoid COVID-19. However, according to The Atlantic, if going to the grocery store while practicing daily social distancing procedures is considered to be a safe bet, then practicing those same procedures while voting in person may be even less of a risk. Even in the debate of how voting should be, the divide between Democrats and Republicans continues to be evident. Republicans argue that voting in person is safe enough. This is an argument that is naturally contradicted by fears of the coronavirus. Democrats urge that voting should be done by mail, something that many question the security of. I personally believe that the way we vote this year will be one determined by which people feel is most safe. I feel as though both methods of voting are fine enough, but if you feel as though that voting in person is still not safe enough for you, then voting from the comfort of your own home should be good enough. I will argue that the benefits of the election will stem from the fact that you have options to choose from, and I think that's a very good thing.
According to CNN, the best way to keep yourself safe while voting is to make a plan. Other ways to keep yourself safe is to check the risk of coronavirus in the area in which voting is possible. You must also know your risk of complications from COVID-19. Anyone can get the virus, but some are more at risk than others, especially with people with underlying conditions. Mail-in voting is an option, as well as mail-in ballots. This year, we vote during the time of a pandemic, something no American has done in decades. In 1918, there was the Spanish flu, a pandemic that had killed nearly 700,000 Americans by the time it ended. It also took place during the First World War. The pandemic in itself had also had some striking similarities to that of our current situation, including business shutdowns, an absence of large gatherings, and PSAs that reminded the public that the pandemic is nothing to mess with, as incumbents were criticized for leaving Washington to campaign during the flu pandemic. They had to communicate with voters in a remote manner. They did this by writing letters and issuing news releases. In today's society, with televisions and small smartphones at our disposal, finding out how things will play out has been a lot less of a struggle than it was over 100 years ago. The 1918 elections also had the issue of low voter turnout, something that many are trying to avoid this year as early voting, among others, becomes an option. With the coronavirus pandemic, the big unanswered question is, when will this pandemic end? While we can't be sure if the pandemic will be done by the next day, or the next week, or even the next month, we must be sure that the commander-in-chief that we elect on November 3rd is one that is competent enough to stop the pandemic and its reign over our lives. We are also entrusting our candidate from keeping the next new disease from being another pandemic. We must also vote for someone who we believe is on the side of sciences. COVID-19 has changed every aspect of our life. Understanding what we went through before will help us understand how we will deal with this virus today. And it is from those lessons from before that will help us keep safe for while the invisible threat to our lives still lurks beyond our sight.